Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Kino Tri Show. Whether it's ratchet or inspirational, dope or disturbing, let's talk about it. You never know who'll stop through. This dude's worldwide. So kick your feet up, relax, and let the libations flow. It's the Kino Tri Show. All the cool kids are listening. Don't be a Stanley.
Yes. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Kino Tri Show. It is Tuesday, September 1st, and we are in the building. I got my partners in crime in here, Jameel Harley.
What up?
Young Beige. And we got Stephen Knows in the building.
What's up? Pew, pew.
And we got a very special guest, Hank Denson's in the building. What's up, Hank?
Hey, how y'all doing? Greetings.
Yeah. I'm glad Hank blessed us today with his aura, his energy.
Yo, I'm happy to be here, dog. This is fancy.
Fancy. He pulled up, you know, fashionably late.
Man, I was going through something earlier today, man. So I was just, you know, me and the wife. All I gotta say is me and the wife.
Does it make sense? She ain't listening yet.
She said she's gonna call in. She asked me about 9 questions. How do you call in? I was like, if you didn't know me and you were dating, how would you do that? You would figure that out.
Dang, that's rough.
You sound pretty abusive. Yeah. All right.
No wonder y'all was fighting.
You know what? That's all right. Kino understands. Kino understands. Y'all running don't understand.
We running.
You running.
Yeah, man. Marriage is a good thing, man. Keep you on track. Keep you healthy and doing the right things, man.
Is it really?
Yeah, sometimes.
Then why you got that tear in that eye, man?
Hey, man, that's a murder. I It's my own life, and she tattooed the tear on me like, I'm going to make you kill yourself.
Listen, I like you.
Was y'all necking on the intro? Because that laugh was long. Stop.
You know, you got to do whatever it takes to get the best out of them.
Hey, you know what? Now I believe she's naked.
She's listening right now. Isn't she?
That's okay.
No, she ain't listening yet. I don't see her on the board yet. Oh, but she might be listening on her laptop. So
that's what's up.
I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry.
Kick his ass.
No, he ain't. It smells fresh in here, though. Good job. I know it ain't him.
I am fresh, man. That is my natural scent.
So you got OCD?
OCD, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Look at the wires in this studio. I don't have OCD.
I see it. I was taking... No, this is something that's mayhem. But on the way in, I was like, oh, yeah, somebody loves the vacuum.
Oh, no. You saw the vacuum lines?
I saw it. Yo, I take it all in.
It's like a baseball field.
Yeah. You know, my wife's like, man, vacuuming just makes the house look so much different.
It makes us look like you care.
It's almost like getting your car washed and not washing the tires, like putting some tire shine. Like
you didn't wash your car.
Mm. Yeah, if you don't do the tires, you didn't wash the car. And it's the same way we clean up the house. If you don't have them vacuum lines, then the house is not truly clean. So.
Is it just me? When y'all wash your car, it feels like nothing's wrong with it.
Like, oh, yeah. When you get in, like, better. That's a new car. It does run better.
Like, why does this feel so much smoother?
You need a brake job bad. But your car runs so much better with some tire shine on.
It's clean, though. I keep the wheels clean.
Yeah. I thought that was just me. I come from the car wash feeling like $1 million. Did I just drive off the showroom floor?
Man, the engine starts purring a little bit better.
It's puttering and stalling. But you still be like, man, let me get it started because I know I look good.
Yeah.
You don't need oil change no more?
No, my dad was always like, yo, he said, if anything, take care of your car. Your car will take care of you. And I was like, that's a lie. Me cleaning my car and taking care has nothing to do with my car. My car decided it just don't want to start. It will not start.
You get a hold of a Mitsubishi, you keep that joker clean, and then the engine's going to be in the back seat. It's clean, though.
Oh, yeah, I had a Mitsubishi. That that transmission didn't want to work ever. I don't care how much I washed it. No, it wasn't a Mitsubishi. I'm sorry. I had the Eagle Talon, which was nothing but the Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Yeah. It's Eclipse, yeah.
So I had the Talon. It looked good.
I wanted a Diamante, but it was
I had a Diamante.
Oh, now that was...
Excuse me.
That was a death trap.
You hear
right
I
there.
Said I wanted one. Somebody has some finance.
Hey, that joke, you see me coming a mile away, that daggone gasket leaking.
a clean car, but you see that cloud of white smoke behind
I never knew nobody with a Diamante that ran perfect. Like, like I'm just going to ride it till the wheels fall off. Nah, Diamante stayed in the shop.
It was clean, though.
Yeah, they was clean. They was nice looking cars. Wasn't they the biggest Mitsubishi at the time? Wasn't it like the...
Not mine.
You said what?
Not mine. I had a... what was mine, like a 93 or 94?
Montero was the joint.
Yeah, Montero Sports.
It brought him back up. After Diamante, he was like, then you had a Montero. They were like, oh.
It drove like a car, but I almost tipped one.
A Montero?
Oh, yeah, they did tip. They did have tipping problems. Steve's looking like, what the hell's a Montero?
No, but I'm saying, Mitsubishis, don't they also make TVs?
They make TVs, refrigerators,
make
and laptops.
Anything they could...
You don't yep.
Steal the original from America. Mitsubishi was one.
I'm just saying, you ever heard of a Honda TV? No, because they specialize in cars. That's why you
actually Honda does make some other stuff.
They make lawnmowers.
Yeah, they make lawnmowers.
They specialize in just engines though. They ain't jumping around.
Yeah, it ain't jumping around like that. That's why Honda's.
If it
is,
anytime Sony make a car,
they probably working on it right now.
Just like Nike should never make jeans.
They probably working. I think they had a pair of
bootleg.
Yeah,
those were bootleg.
They did it back
in
the day.
I think I had a pair. I'm not
gonna
lie to you.
Nike jeans.
I think I had a pair.
Nike
jeans.
Come with Michael Jordan cologne. What are you talking about?
Yo, I had some Michael Jordan cologne too.
You shouldn't.
That's
not,
yo,
that's
I had some.
I don't consider that Nike though.
Jeans didn't come with this.
I didn't think. But they did have Nike jeans.
If I took a sample in the pocket.
Yeah, they did have Nike jeans.
I bought some. I think
they was probably a flea market though.
I mean, you know, they came and went. I mean, just like jean shorts. Like I hate to see grown men with jean shorts now. That's kind of
jorts.
They call it jorts.
Jorts. Yep.
Yeah, I hate to see them. It's time for y'all fellas out there.
They actually feel wrong.
Hey, man, yeah. Retire them jean shorts, especially if they got the hammer loop in them. You
I
need
still
to
wear
just...
jean shorts, y'all.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Oh, he do. Oh,
I haven't worn them in years, but that's...
you keep carrying them over from summer to summer.
You know what? Then. I did that for a while. Like I had the dope jean shorts just every year. Like they gonna come back? Nah, it was.
You gotta let everything. I live by the philosophy: if you don't wear it this summer, don't carry it over to another summer.
Yeah. I mean, when every summer hits, I look at it and be like, I think it's too hot for these make you balls. Too much. Like,
it's a horrible look.
I'm not ready for this.
I carried some jeans for so long that when me and my wife was getting married and we were consolidating places, I had these jean shorts. And she was like, well, who do these belong to? And I'm like, they're mine. You're never going to wear them again. I had the Rockaware, Sean John on. I'm like, I paid like $80, $90 for them when they were
winning. When, though?
Way back in the day.
Exactly. Yeah, let it go. Like, I realized I have to let... I have tons of clothes. And my wife was like, you got to let some of this stuff go.
Yeah.
She said, go get it and put it on.
Yo, that's a good way
that
to do it.
That's what shuts it down. I put it on. I was like,
damn.
Oh, I look like a fool. Look at these hips in these jeans.
Hips. Like that, Hank. You thick?
Right.
Pull them close.
That's shame.
Y'all ever rock the jean jackets?
Nah, yeah. I rocked those.
I had one.
They still hot, though.
They still hot?
Yeah, they came back.
When?
I rock them. I got one. The lady styled one for me for a photo shoot. I'm doing. Has a bow tie, everything with the handkerchief. It's trendy.
I got to see it.
It's trendy. It looks hot.
Okay.
But it's not an everyday. You ain't going to see
nah,
me.
Nah, you can't do it.
Jean jacket every day.
Like in college. I had a Levi's jean jacket I wore every day.
Nah, you can't get your Lamont Sanford on. You know, if you watch Sanford and Son, Lamont had a jean jacket on every episode.
I did have a Jabot full suit, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was killing them for a while.
Oh, yeah, Jabot kill them.
I had a Jabot jacket.
That should come back. Jabot should come back. Well, at least the clean ones. I know they did a Jabot for a while where they had a big GB on the side with some Velcro. Nah, but the classic Jabot with just a little tag over the crotch. Yeah, that.
How
that
you was Jabot?
Chandelier.
With a G. I don't remember.
Like jeans, my thing was if it's too much. My wife is like, well, we went to, what's the place? Buckle? Yeah. And they have all those jeans with chandeliers on the pocket and all that. She's like, you look good in them, man. And
get your androgynous
like,
on.
Yeah, I'm like, honey, I'm cool with the little designs and the little pearl here and the black zipper. And I don't need all that. Just nice jean, washed, rugged, like I've been wearing it a while, because it don't really matter. Jeans, after a certain age, it don't matter.
So tell me this. You talking about your wife. How is your relationship with your wife interfacing with comedy?
Let's get right into it. Yeah, okay. She is not very – okay, she's supportive, but it's kind of like
– you know she's listening, so.
Yeah. But she's supportive, but it's like – you know, it's a different thing to sell when you're a first-generation entertainer. Like if I had a cousin or an uncle that was with the Temptations or performed and toured, then she could – I could say, you know, Uncle Robbie – Uncle Robin, this is how Uncle Robin come in here and tell it. It's hard for me to explain it to her now as it is because it doesn't make sense to people who have daytime jobs. It doesn't. It never equates to like, okay, so you're going to do what? And you ain't going to make no money?
Do you feel like she might get jealous over comedy? Cause
no. Well, it's your life. Like, it's a lifestyle you pick. Like, if I make it more like a job, then it doesn't seem like it bothers anybody. You know what I mean? Like anybody, you like you out having a good time doing what you love. Like any of us,
not at home,
miserable with me. And yeah, any of us here, if we had a job and you got a girl and you go to work and you come home like how was work, girl, work was off the chain.
Can't wait to go back.
You be like, where do you work? Newspaper. Well, what are you doing there, girl? I don't even want to talk about it, but I had the best time.
It's insane.
She's at your job with lunch the next day, trying to figure out why you so having a good time. So it's that's a relationship thing. It doesn't really come down to the comedy per se, because I make it more like a job. I put schedule stuff on the board. These are what my shifts are going to be. This is what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? So she sees that this time, that day, I'm going there. You know what I mean? It's not like I'll be back.
Is there every time when she tries to pull you away? Because I know as a single guy, if you're dating a girl, they'd be like, you know, women be like, why don't you come do this? You'd be like, no, I got to go do it.
You got to make it like a valid point. Like, this guaranteed sex. There's a lasagna. banana pudding. You know what I mean?
That's only how I'm going to
Yeah, you can't just right say, there. Stay home and watch reality TV with me. Because then I'm just like, we could have did, let's do something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just, the kids is another thing. I stay home, and my son, and he gets it. And that's what's so amazing. He's just like, so you need to do this, or you want to do it? And I'll be like this. I'm like, I want to do it, and then I'll make some money. He's like, so it's your option to go if you want to go? Yeah. Is it really whack, Daddy? Could you just stay home instead? I'll be like, yeah, it is kind of whack. And then I'll stay home and play PlayStation with him. But then if it's something, I'm like, I got to go. Like I got to do the radio show today. He's like, all right, take care of your peace. High five, love you, bye. You know, but my wife would be like, oh, so, okay, when's it start? When are you going to be home? You know, but he don't need the details.
What's her number? I think she's calling in right now.
447.
Just to tell the people out there, if you're listening online and you want to call in and talk to Hank Denson or the rest of the crew, the number is 607-203-5368. But when you call, make sure you press 1 so that we know where you want to talk.
Yeah, she said she was going
to
call in.
Yeah, we'll get a little indicator light to say, hey, I want to talk to Hank Denson.
I see so, we got Naptown in the house.
Hey, yo, Hank, tell them that story you told me the other day about how when your wife met Common.
Oh, yeah. We went to the Barbershop 3 rap party. You know, she was just like, it was a whole big thing about what she was going to wear. I don't know if I should wear this. I'm just like, yo, just get dressed. It's Hollywood stuff. So as long as you got something shiny on to throw them off, they don't care. We get there. I'm getting this. I'm on my second drink. Drinks is free. High-end liquor. And I've seen all these people on set. So it wasn't a big deal. It's just like the set got dressed up and came to the party and was music. So I'm just like, yeah, yeah. So I'm drinking. Common comes and I saw him. I see everybody. Common walks by. My wife is like, grabbing my wrist.
Oh, you
know
she wanna
talk
to.
Holding onto my arm, and she's like, that's common. I'm like, how you hurting me? You hurting me. let go. She turns around. She's like, oh, my God, common. I was like, yo. And I couldn't wait. I want to tell him in front of her. Yo, she don't even know you're a rapper. She think you're an actor. So she was like, she got the picture. She was like, ah. You know, all the other people, Eve, all that were moving around. Me, I've been seeing them for 3 months.
Yeah.
So a picture with them didn't really mean nothing, but my wife was like, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, are you proud of me because you met Carmen? Are you proud of me because what I'm doing? But she was like, nah, I'm proud of you. It's amazing. I'm seeing all this happen. I'm like, all right, you never made that noise.
At the punchline.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get her to defend herself. Is that her on the line? Uh-oh. We about to put Mrs. Denson on.
Hey.
Here we go.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
How is everybody?
Everybody's good.
You ain't baking cookies to bring down here.
We got Common in the house, too, by the way.
Yeah, we got Common. He's coming through.
Oh, they got jokes.
What?
He said, where Miss Denson at? I'm like, I don't even know. I told Hank to bring her.
What?
So they asked, how do you take it, honey? You going to talk? Or you want to talk to you?
So tell us about the Common thing. The story he just told, is he accurate? Were you all a bundle of nerves, like he just said, or were you calm and cool, and Hank was the one, baby, it's Common.
No, I was a bundle of nerves. I mean, Common, oh, my gosh. Oh, my
Hang
gosh.
Up.
Did you hear that? Oh, my God.
Who does Hank get all flustered about? We know Common is one of your favorites. Who does Hank get flustered about so we can pick on him?
Honestly, he really doesn't. He is just always calm, cool, and collected.
Nobody. He really nobody. No, no Serena.
Yo, wait a minute.
No when, Alicia Keys.
Why
nothing.
Can't y'all just take that, Hank? That Hank is really cool. Uh-oh. When it comes to the ladies. Just say, I see him. How you doing? It's a pleasure to meet you. I enjoy your work.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. You are very blessed.
Oh, very blessed. Damn.
Yeah.
See, yeah, she knows. Good, I don't get all, was, oh, my God, oh, my God. No, I don't do all that.
I bet you if Oprah Winfrey come by you, oh, my God, Jesse, that's
no, I'm going to be real cool. Because you have to, the thing is, you know that starstruck thing? You don't get that moment. Sometimes you don't get the moments back.
Right.
So I try to collect myself before I start talking. Because then you're just like, and it never, ever, you don't make an impression babbling like every other groupie. You know what I mean? Inside, I'm a groupie. But I want to make the best of that. You know what I mean?
You know, I've never been a groupie. Whenever I see them celebrities, I talk to them like I'm supposed to be there. It may be a little ego, because when I was talking to
you're Kyle, militant. That's what
I was
it
like,
is.
What's up, Kyle? Like, we was talking. I was like, yeah, and I'm talking to him like we boys or something.
Well, it was a light skin thing.
Oh, shit. You see that?
You know, y'all was just like, yo, I'm light skin. You light skin. Hey, look, we should talk.
I almost got through an entire day without light skin jokes.
All right. Now, we still have Mrs. Denson on the line.
She's still here.
Anything you want to
add?
Yes,
hi.
You said what?
It's great. I've been listening in. This is great. I'm having a great time.
Great questions. Cool.
Doesn't
my wife sound white?
Old is she? She's still in college?
She sounds articulate.
I'm going to tell her age,
and
she's older.
She has proper diction.
That's why I married her, because I don't want no shorty, shouty kids.
No.
Mama, daddy. I don't want that.
Well, we're going to put you back on so you can listen, Miss Denson. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having me. You guys have a good
problem.
Night. Love you, honey.
Love you too, dear.
What's she like, 25? She sounds 25.
She's 25.
And you don't get that banana pudding ready by the time you get home.
Make sure you say some more sweet, nice things.
Banana pudding.
You said banana pudding. we're gonna take a short break. So the online listeners, if you want to call in and speak to us on the show, the number is 607-203-5368. Make sure you press 1, and we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Kino Tri Show. We are back. We are back from our little break. Hope you went on a wild ride. That's Melissa Rose. She is a local independent artist here in Atlanta. Look her up on SoundCloud. That's Melissa Rose, MilyssaRose. But we are back in the studio with Hank Denson.
What up?
We just got off the phone with his wife, man. We found out that he don't really have any celebrity crushes, which I don't believe.
There's some people, women I think are dope, but I'm not, you know, I'm not making a big deal out of it. I'm not going to be like, oh, I can't wait to see her, man. Because then when I see her, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. So I don't
then
even.
Then when you see her breast stink, that's how you.
Yeah.
That's how it usually ends up. Like.
I heard Beyonce's breast stink because she got baby teeth. She got little teeth, but she's still dope. I
feel like if Beyonce didn't have the money, she would look like a Muppet. Like, she got that unibrow that's just trying to fight to come through. But, you know, Jay-Z, don't kill me. If you hear this, don't kill me.
Yeah, you got to worry about Jay-Z. You got to worry about her little minions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Bayhive. I'm sorry. Bayhives will shut down a show.
Yeah, they don't play that.
The Bayhive. Yeah.
Me a bunch of dudes.
Yeah. It probably does.
That worked out.
Bunch of big strong men.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All the single fellas. All the single fellas.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I quit.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Wow.
You know, I just came from Vegas. I spent the weekend in Vegas getting my gamble on. Shout out to Vegas, man.
Money but, down.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about Vegas that really stood out to me, it is the pancake-ass capital of the United States. Like, all the women were beautiful, just no booties. And it's just like, I wonder if it's a regional thing. Like,
all the booty is here in Atlanta. All the booty. Look, I've been traveling. There's nobody that has the gluteus maximus like they have them here in Atlanta.
Okay.
I've been some places where I know. I'm like, oh, there got to be some booties here.
Yeah.
Atlanta has, look, dude, you go to these auditions, Jamil can testify. You go to these auditions or you get in these little these movies or extra spots where all these girls, they have these cattle calls, and they need a certain demographic.
Right.
It brings them all out. You be like, nah, a woman could be walking towards you and she turns to that right or left. You like, I didn't see that. Dog, look. Oh.
And what's funny is that you'll see the little dusty guys. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to holler at that. Bro, she's on here trying to get with comments.
Right,
yeah, right, right.
You don't have a chance.
Yeah.
That always baffles me when there's a star at like a club, and that night, like, 3,000 women will go to try to catch one dude. That don't make sense to me.
It's like high school.
And what's crazy is the dude's probably happily married. He's just at the club because they paying him to be there.
Yeah.
And the women aren't in his tax bracket, so they're not going to really fool with you because they got a lot to lose. I mean,
that is
some
very
will.
True.
Yeah.
Some will, just to, you know.
But hoes is winning, man. They
very
winning.
True. Like, I just women could understand, like, he got money already.
Yeah.
He ain't trying to spend a lot of money to get you on his level. You know what I mean? Because you dope to the dudes around your block does not mean that
you dope to us.
But, then, but every now and then one makes it through the cracks. One makes it through the cracks.
Which one?
Ludacris got a baby by one who made it through the cracks. Dwayne Wade.
That was a lot of,
but he probably got that when he was Chris Lover Lover.
That was a new one that came out recently, like last year. It was
Ludacris?
Tamika Fuller. Yeah, I think that was her name because she made it on TV because he was going back to court.
But she's dope.
No.
It's back in the school day.
He knew her from back in the day.
That's what it is.
I mean, she still won. I mean,
everybody in here, you know, me and you are married, but you know for a fact, if there's that one chick in high school that gave you no shine.
You about to get somebody shine. I was already worried about that. You better not have nobody back from
She gave you no shine, and then you're this, and then she's like, I had a crush on you since. Go time. Go time.
You get some of that Patron in you.
Yeah.
I won't hurt.
Yeah.
So I can't believe you are the star you are. And you eating it all up, face changing colors. You know what I mean?
I always believe in you.
You know what? I ain't even trying to push up on you like that because I know you got girls. You be like, nah, girl.
Listen, I got car sober. She's going to pick you up. We're going to go to somewhere nice and exclusive and eat. And then I'm going to get that
Conversation and a dude.
Well, ladies, it ain't too late. Basketball season has not started yet. Dwight Howard is still out here in these streets. So if you're trying to get that $30,000 check a month, Dwight Howard is still out here.
Who would he play for now? The Lakers dropped him, right?
He's with Houston.
Houston.
The Houston.
Oh, yeah. Is my wife still in there?
Yeah, she's still there. She's still there. She's listening. Yeah, she's listening. You're in trouble. Now, we just talking.
You need a place to stay tonight, man?
No. Dude, right. We have a law. We have a rule. Ain't nobody staying. Whatever the drama is, we go home. And we discuss it. Ain't going to be no, I got to stay at your house. No. Because then my back is messed up. I'll miss days of work, sleeping in some insolicit place. No, I go home. We talk about it. We get into bed. That's it, man. You add too much drama to what stuff is sometimes. We just need to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't get the couch thing because me and my wife are both arrogant. We'll just lay in the bed together.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody sleeping on
no
couch.
Yeah. Don't touch. You make sure you get that division.
Yeah. Dude, I bring my own comforter in there and wrap myself up. Because, you know, I'm weak to the booty touching me. Yeah. Don't put your booty on me. Because then I'm apologizing. I'm sorry.
Get that out of my back.
I'm sorry.
Girl.
I'm sorry.
Look. I didn't kick that. No,
but yeah, that couch. I'm too old for that couch. It's over.
I was wrong.
I'm so petty. If I was married to a woman and that happened, I would just lay on her, like, you still mad?
Yeah.
Give her a smother session. Yeah.
Lock your legs with her. Like, don't try to kick me off, girl. You know. You know what got you here.
Yeah, don't lock me out of nowhere. I'm coming in. One time they locked the screen on the house. That never happened to me. And everybody was asleep. I couldn't get in. Dude, I was busted into tears. I was like,
I just want to see my kids.
I was like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, I know they ain't got me out here. I called a couple times. I called my daughter. Boom, 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 boom. She came to the door. I was like, what is the problem? Who locked the door? She was like, the kids. I was like, I went to wake everybody up and have a meeting. You see the screen door? When daddy ain't here, nobody locked the screen door.
Well, the screen door got glass because you know that screen is replaced.
No, it
yeah.
didn't.
Oh, okay.
I was going to pop the screen, but I was like, I can't do all that, man. I'm not going to do that.
Kennesaw, boy, you'd have been strung up.
Just the fact that I was lurking in Kennesaw.
Yeah,
get me
you got to get in fast. You better get in fast.
I tell everybody, you come to my house, pull down the driveway, wash your car. Don't look around, pull right down the driveway, get out, go to the door. Even if you think it's the wrong house. Don't you walk up and down the street looking at mailboxes.
Kennesaw. I haven't been to Kennesaw in a while. I mean,
we ain't missing nothing.
At all.
I go there every other weekend, man.
Somebody sent me an inbox saying they had an open mic in Kennesaw. I said I'm going.
That was the Kennesaw State. That's an open mic. I'm not sure if it was in a comedy show. I think it's just an open mic.
Yo, wow. I saw you the other day with Tim Meadows, dog.
Yeah,
when was that?
That was last week sometimes.
Where'd you stalk him at? I mean, catch him
Kennesaw
at?
State?
No, open up for him at Kennesaw State.
Oh, Kennesaw
nice.
State. Oh, okay.
Dude,
okay.
I saw that actually today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, dude. That's impressive.
Is he touring?
Yeah, I mean, he's making money.
Is he a real comedian?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
he
show
is
he on? I can't. What's his latest show he's on?
No, he was on not show, but he was on SNL. He's the ladies man on SNL.
Oh, yeah, the ladies
right,
man.
Right,
yeah.
But
I haven't seen him on TV in a while.
He's in a couple of movies. What?
Yeah.
From Grown Ups. 1 and 2.
Yeah, he was in that.
Oh,
yeah.
I hadn't seen. I don't have children.
Real, like chill guy, man.
It's not a children movie, dude.
Grown Ups.
Yeah.
With Arnold.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, Chris Rock is in it. And
oh yeah, you talking about Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
Oh, I hate Adam Sandler.
David Spade. David,
you hate Adam Sandler?
Man, I can't stand. I mean, like I said,
I don't like him either, man.
Dude,
you don't like him either?
Nah, I can't.
He doesn't make me laugh.
Yeah, he's dry. Him and that
I
dude.
I like the Daddy.
Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
We made the kid peeing outside.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
Y'all don't like Waterboy?
Waterboy was dope.
And
man,
I never got into Adam Sandler.
I'm not like over like. I like the golf movie where he beat up
Billy Madison.
Now, Happy Gilmore. Was,
no.
See, right. Those movies, I'm not busted over laughing, but I'm laughing.
I don't like him or that dude that played in the NASCAR movie.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell? You don't.
Yeah.
I like Will Ferrell too. I like him more than.
I can't rock with him. I don't think.
Step Brothers?
Yeah, I don't think them dudes was funny. Like,
man.
Yeah,
what's the other one? Old School. That was
Old School.
That
is
was
funny.
That was the one.
You're my boy, Blue.
Old School.
You're my boy, Blue. Come on. Oh,
I can't fool with them.
Keto, what are you laughing at these days? Are you not
laughing? I ain't laughing at them. Like,
Keto's not
now,
laughing.
Now, Jim Gaffigan has a show.
What's wrong with Jamil?
You need Jim,
Jim Gaffigan is hilarious.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Jamil, you need a
I got a different taste in white boys.
Jim Gaffigan?
Jim Gaffigan is hilarious.
Jim Gaffigan is funny. Jamil was just, y'all didn't see Jamil rub his eyes for 10 minutes.
Larry the Cable Guy. I like them type.
You
dudes,
want some milk or something?
Yeah.
Jamil was rubbing his eyes for 5 minutes. I was like, wait, but y'all don't see this dude.
Yeah,
you,
I mean, well,
you all right,
what's
man?
Wrong, man? You all right? You
need good, man.
He need a blanket. He looked now. He was like
Adam Sandler. What?
You like Adam Sandler?
Yeah, he's cool.
So
I don't fool with
tell you. Me this, man. What Kevin Hart did, is that not amazing to y'all?
What about the Philly?
The Philly not selling.
What was it, 65,000?
50-something.
Yeah.
I think it was 60.
Was that but not 50, amazing to y'all?
56 or 65.
Oh,
yeah. The pictures I saw from it was outstanding.
Who so was, do y'all?
I think people went just for the experience because I wouldn't have wanted to sit through a comedy show at a football field.
We know that you don't like a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You said I want to be comfortable.
Yeah, but we know that.
No, but now he does have Jamil does have a point. Like you in the nosebleeds, how are you actually going to enjoy a
there
comedy show?
There were screens.
Show?
They said
yeah,
there
they
were screens
all over. But I mean,
yeah, there's screens. Yeah.
For that case, you could watch it
at the house.
Or
yeah, it's
right
like
down.
People just wait. Look for the like people go to the Beyonce concerts and stuff.
Just to be part of it. Yeah. I was one of the 50,000. That's what people do stuff for. That's the same reason why you eat. The sandwiches you eat.
I don't know if I'm going to pay $100, $200 a ticket to do it, though. Yeah. I don't know
that's
what tickets
crazy,
were.
Though.
Yeah.
How much was the nosebleed?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
I know he wasn't
getting
$100.
But, I mean, it was his hometown, so. I mean,
yeah, but that is so dope, man. Does that inspire y'all? I'm not going to say I don't see my career selling out no football arenas, yeah. But just that business behind that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. He's feeding a lot of people. A lot of people eating off Kevin Hart, and that is to be admired about him.
You know what? When I see comedians that have the potential to do that, it's almost baffling to see how they don't. Because once you get a little piece of the machine behind you, the rest is all you.
Yeah,
like
right.
Kevin Hart put a lot of himself in that in order to get there, even though he does have the machine pushing him on everything. But you look at... for instance, let's go to Mike Epps. Mike Epps had that same machine around him, but just from what I've seen and what I've heard, he doesn't have that. Well, I don't know about now, but he didn't have that same work ethic.
It's a work ethic, you know what I mean?
Like if you a lot of people get some type of fame and they just automatically they turn up and I'm a celebrity and I'm walking around in nightclubs with sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm
that's
done working.
Enough.
I'm done working.
Yeah,
that's
and that's
yeah.
enough.
And I'm gonna get this little check every now and then. I can
and
have my family
enough.
On the side.
That's what happens a lot. I see myself, and you can't get. I don't get caught up with the partying. The partying ain't a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Me, I like the whole idea where if I had whatever I had, I could call you guys and be like, "Yo, we out on the boat Tuesday."
That's it.
We're done Tuesday. I go back to work Wednesday.
And then
you know what I mean?
not even just the R&R portion of it, the fact that you actually working to a certain caliber to where you don't have to depend on corporate America, no 9-to-5,
right.
You're just doing essentially what you enjoy doing.
Right.
And from that, once you get that platform, you can build and bring in your people.
Right.
And work with them. I mean, that's I don't understand. I wouldn't want to go clubbing all night, getting high and drunk.
Yeah.
Doing all over. I want to.
And what's
working.
Wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
It's not. I mean, it's not wrong with it, but if it's
yeah. time and a place, for
there's
that.
If it's derailing. You know what I mean? Like you know you have stuff to do. Like. To a certain extent, like, there's nothing wrong with weed, but I got to function the next day.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong.
And here's the example. In Atlanta, compared to Indianapolis where I'm from, the barbers in Indianapolis will be at the barbershop by 8 or 9 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
The barbers here in Atlanta.
Oh, they get there when they get there.
They're going to stroll in there when they get there. Throughout the week, they're going to get in there when they get there, but they're going to make sure they're at the club all weekend. And it's like... You're in a element to where you could be a god when it comes to barber. I mean, a lot of these barbers are tight. Like, they got the Instagram popping, which blows up the ego a lot of times.
Right.
But they dope barbers, and they got a following, but they just so laxed and relaxed. There's no urgency. And it's like, this is a small black-owned business.
Right.
That you can expand into other forms of business. But you clubbing, turning up, getting high, and it's like...
The drive. Everybody, in anything you do, the drive. Has to be there. I always just tell you know, my parents were kind of the reason why I kind of stay consistent, because I stay consistent with what you're doing, because it's not a it's a marathon with anything you're doing. They say it's just comedy, but it's a marathon even with your radio show.
True.
You consistently do it, consistently do it, consistently do it. It's going to pop. You don't know, and you don't want to not have it going on when the opportunity to have somebody that could change it for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you'd be like, I quit before you got the connect with Chris Rock. Look, I'm doing a Keno Wright Tri show. Blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh,
yeah,
man,
right,
I used to have a show.
I just cut it off last week.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I say? I say I want to be the Breakfast Club of the South. I want to be the spot that when people come in town, yo, I got to go do the Keno Tri show. How live would that be?
But dude, you gotta do that.
You got to have that drive. You got to keep
called,
trucking.
Put this in your vocabulary. Why not?
Why not?
I see so many people make money off something they should not make money off.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? The flip cup that puts the cookies in the top and keeps the
bottom. Only a father would.
Yeah, only a father does. He lost me on that one. He got a car with a baby bag.
But we got seven of them in there.
So the flip cup, you can put a sandwich on the side and divide
dude,
the cookies.
I'm just trying to say, and it's a millionaire. A millionaire, we got seven of them, man.
Yeah, you just
what
never
the hell?
Know.
A flip cup?
It's a cup where you put the food on the top.
Yeah.
And then you flip it open and the juice is like you can keep the snacks on the top and eat the snacks. And
hey,
just,
somebody
and there's
is,
a straw that comes
somebody's
up.
Grandchildren don't have to work because of that invention.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Which is that's a beautiful thing.
Imagine if you can have your favorite snack.
Yeah.
In a little cup on top. And then you have, I'm selling. In case that you don't never know who's listening.
Right.
They could be like, he did a commercial drop.
Right.
Then it has a straw so you can eat your chips and just drink. Instead of you reaching for your chip, then reach for your drink, it's all in one. Crunch, sip. All
right, goodbye.
Yeah. Gluttony.
And you know Hardee's come out with a new sandwich every anything to make us fatter. That's
no.
You want your fries and a cheeseburger at the same
time. At the same
time.
No, that's Pizza Hut. Who's the one that keep making pizzas? Pizza Hut?
All of them.
Well, what's the Domino's?
No, Pizza Hut just started selling fried
Taco
fish.
Taco Bell.
Wait a minute. Domino's is not even called Domino's. Isn't even called pizza no more. It's just called Domino's.
Domino.
They make so much other stuff. They're like, we just Domino's.
Yeah, we just going to
you can get a pizza
fat.
If you want one. Yeah. But we got chickens. Leftovers that we put sauce and cheese.
We're gonna have you in that cancer center by the time you're 39.
Ah, man.
Real quick, October 6th, McDonald's is serving all day breakfast nationwide.
All day.
Really?
Nationwide, October 6th. Are you kidding me? Egg McMuffin, hash browns? Come on,
man. What? That ain't even egg. That egg like
I'm
substance.
So
they
scared.
Fold
of, I'm
over.
Really scared of McDonald's.
What that fried styrofoam?
I'm saying late at night. I mean, you know, you're drunk. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
There is another option.
What call it is for?
Yeah,
cookout.
That's what cookout.
Cookout.
For.
Cookout or Waffle House. Is
Crystal.
Still. I go to Waffle
at least
House.
Least Waffle House. I know they're using a real egg. I can see them take it down.
Right.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that egg blanket they put on your biscuit at the McDonald's on the
right
little egg wrap.
The thing is, McDonald's sandwiches are so neat. They make their sandwiches, they're genetically made to fit in their wrappers. So that's wrong. You know what I mean? There is no lap over. You go to Martin's and get a chicken biscuit sandwich.
Oh, I have
one. And you see a whole full-breasted chicken laying in a biscuit like, this is way too
the wings are out, flapping.
Any Martin's.
Martin.
You never had Martin?
Oh, it's like a breakfast.
Oh, my
man.
God. It's like it's a cornucopia of chicken sandwiches. Man, you ain't never been there? Breakfast
no,
sandwich?
Where's Martin at?
Martin?
Never heard of it.
Oh, my God. Yo, whenever y'all get a chance, got to go
in the Northeast.
The Thayer's, that one chicken sausage spot off Meridian, Marietta.
Is some in Atlanta?
Yeah. There's a couple of them.
Yo, Martin's, man. Oh, we got callers? Martin's. It's a chicken biscuit plate. Oh my God, it's
good. Is it one off Moreland?
There's one everywhere. There's one.
I might have been.
Google it, man.
I've never seen Martin's.
You gotta go to Martin's.
Nah, never seen it. Yo, this is a good time for us to take a break. We got some callers on the line. They're waiting to talk. We're gonna take a short break, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna put y'all callers on the line, man. Just make sure you hang on. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up, y'all. Talk
yeah, we'll be back
you,
in a
boy.
Few minutes. You're listening to the Keno Tri Show.
Silly with my 9 milli, what's the dilly, yo?
What?
When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. wild up in the club like we wild in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga named Julio, he moody, yo. Type of nigga that'll slap you with the Tulio. Bitch, nigga scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress to the banging bitches and videos. Violin with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style like my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you really
that.
Wanna party with me? Let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Shake buck violin in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Shake buck violin in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
And God we trust. What? Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Furious, all of my niggas is serious. Shook niggas be walking around fearing us. What? Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Nope. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times I think you to make you delirious. What? Damaging everything all up in your area. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between the ass when they wanna carry us. Hit you good, then I hit them off with the alias. What? Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. Seven figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas, is never we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas, straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce on my nigga notorious.
Like that, 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 that. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Shake buck violin in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Shake buck violin in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
It's your boy, ESC Davis, man, and you're listening to the Keno Trice Show. You'll be stupid not to listen.
Let me call you.
I'm right here, boy.
Aaliyah, we're going live. I'm going to call that.
This is beef.
Yes, we are back from the break. For those who want to call in. The number is 607-203-5368. Make sure you press 1 if you want to talk. If you don't press 1, you'll just...
Hey, yo, what's good? This is Jamil Harley.
That's Jamil Harley. We're gonna stop. So we got a caller on the line that wants to talk.
Yo, Jamil Harley.
From area code 317, Naptown.
Naptizzle.
You on live with the Keno Trice Show, Naptown in the building.
What up, what up, what up?
Yo, yo.
Mud Jones, what's poppin', baby?
Hey, 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 now.
Is that
what up,
Mud?
Keno? What up, Jamie? Mr. Denson.
Yo, what's going on, Jamie? What's going on, Mud? Hey, look, Mud.
We forgot to say what's up to Steve, man.
Steve here, too.
Steve, what's up,
brother?
Man?
Well, you know, he's more than just a brother. He is a soul.
It's old age.
Soul stir of medium soul music and a cornucopia of talent.
Yeah. What's up, fellas? How y'all feeling, man?
We good.
Hey,
what's going on, man?
Hey, Hank. What's up? I got a wish list for you, man. I need to see a remix of that show with you, my brother. And Marcus Harvey, man.
Oh, you need that copy?
I need that. No. I need you all to do it again.
Oh, we can't get the Barber Star off tour, man. Yeah.
What was that? Upscale comedy or something?
Upscale
like that?
Comedy.
Hell
too.
Yeah. And then put Vinto Kino in there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need to see that, man.
You did.
You hosted the one that Mud was at.
Yeah. I sure did. I hosted the one you came down.
Yeah. You do a
we're gonna do
that.
Yo, there's so much. What, you gonna come down and give us a one or two selections?
Well, yeah. come down and come in my own way. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, come on, your way. However you want to use.
I'm do you know him? No, I'm a spectator, man. I'm coming to spectate,
know
brother. Do you know him?
Right. Won't he do it?
Yeah, man. Congratulations on you all. Congratulations on you all show, man. I chime in and listen to you time to time. Y'all got a good thing going, man. I'm glad to see y'all still getting it in, man.
Appreciate
good luck.
That. Appreciate that, folk.
Mud, I'm looking
well,
for you
right
on this SoundCloud. I don't see nothing. You better get something dropped.
Yeah, get something
you know what,
dropped,
man?
And we'll play it.
I just put my studio back together after 5 years, man. My computer crashed. I kind of, you know, was disheartened about it and whatnot. I got everything back, so it'll be a little while. I'm coming back.
You know, no, we need a date.
Right
now.
You
know,
got some
stuff
too,
man. We need a date.
No, I gotta have a look. I gotta be a little ambiguous about that, man, because you know.
Oh, so you threw a big word at me. You gonna throw me off? That means what? 6 months?
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah, I'm still knocking the dust off, man. But you know, my brother motivates me to keep going, man. So you better believe I'll be in the mix some. You gonna hear from me? You hear something?
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, let y'all get back to the show, man. I just want to chime in and say what's up to everybody, man.
Hey, man, be blessed, brother.
All right, brother.
Thanks for calling it Mud out of Naptown.
No problem, man. Mud Jones in it.
Mud Jones. We got another caller from area code 678. You are live on the Keno Trice Show.
Hello.
Yes.
What's
your name?
Fellas?
What's your name? Where you from? It's who?
Carlos, man.
Carlos,
hey,
Rodriguez.
What's up?
Suavemente.
You said what?
Coming to you live from Buford Highway.
Ain't on no Buford Highway. Stop lying.
Hey, man, pick me up a pinata and a...
He ain't over there.
and a bag of oranges.
Yeah, and a bag of oranges. Now, I want some bananas.
He
need
ain't
bananas
over there. He don't know nobody over there. He is Puerto Rican.
He got crystals right now.
He said he had the crystals warming it up. What's good, Carlos? Where you at, man?
At home, man, just getting off of work, home. Man.
Work? Man, who works?
Yeah, man.
Hold up. Don't you work in a tennis office?
Who is getting you, letting you put your hands in their mouth in the dark? It's dark outside.
I'm a little skeptical. You're not...
Yo, I don't work in a parking lot, man. We have an office with lights, bro. And we see our last people at 8, man. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you seeing people at 8 o'clock to get their teeth cleaned?
Yeah, his dentist.
Yeah, man. People work, man.
Oh, Jamil said y'all you're Grady, so y'all just taking checks.
Yeah, y'all see gunshot victims and get their mouth.
You got your EBT card, Miss Johnson.
Robbing the people of their money.
Well, cool, man. Yeah. Getting that money 24/7. Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be, though. That's how it's supposed
to
be.
You gotta stay hustling, man.
They hiring. I got a wife, man. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Most people say I got a wife and kids. And I got a wife. That's
that's enough, man.
I need
that's
a part
time. Anyway,
you
man, I do have call.
Are you leaving
I'm sorry.
Work?
No. I'm on my way home now. I'm on my way home. I'm chilling right now. I'm in the car.
You better get home.
See, I give you some insider information, and you want to go.
Seeing my fellow joke dealer, my man Steve knows in the bill. We joke dealers, and we did a Sweetwater, and I was like, "Yo, man, let's hit another spot." Carlos is like, "Nah, I'm going to the house. I'm going to be." I was like, why not? He's like, no, I got to get to the house, man. The wife said it's a good night.
Amen, brother.
You know, sometimes you got to know when to quit, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but ain't
you
nothing
ain't
happened, though. You went right to bed. She was already wrapped up in that cocoon you can't get in.
Don't put him on blast
like
that.
That's just like calling somebody a virgin in high school right there.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what it is. We always wish that it's going to go like we think it is. And there may be one little thing, like my mother called me, and I'm just distraught. So I'm going to go to bed right now.
Oh, shoot.
You'd be like, ah. Oh.
Go to bed. She's dressed like she's going skiing.
Why do you have Timberlands on?
Can I get you some shears?
I try to peek up underneath the blanket, and I hear, whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, don't even try it. Don't try it.
Step away from the butt. She enabled the alarm on you.
Yeah.
The guy from he was the Ving Rhames was there. You better not try.
She put a glove on it, son. Remember that shit?
Gotta get that hacksaw.
What you do with it? You know how you do? You knee her in the thigh.
Oh, so
that'll
you,
wake her.
Look,
my wife is still on you. Near in the thigh. She's probably like, yup. Near me in the thigh. Nah, you're near in the thigh. She'd be like, what are you doing? You'd be like, oh, you up?
Didn't think you was up.
He Charlie horse the people.
Right, right. Don't listen to him, Carlos. Don't hey. You got to play.
No, that's
now. Don't listen to Hank.
No, that's a quick way to catch yeah. a case you get stabbed. You know
right. Both.
Or both.
Right.
All right, guys. Yeah. Listen, man. I just want to call and touch bases. You guys sound like you're having fun. Keno, keep doing your thing, man.
Appreciate
all right, guys.
It, appreciate it, bro.
Order at number 6.
Dope Dealers, all right. Represent. All right,
represent.
Later.
All right, later.
Peace. Later, guys. Thanks.
Man, y'all
all right
over
yeah.
there?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. The joke throwing
dealers.
Up his set, throwing
oh,
up
we
set.
Just, no, we have to represent the joke dealers, baby.
Represent your set. We got one last caller we're going to put online. I think we got Naptown in the building.
So they be calling in to talk to you, huh, Jamil?
Hey, man.
That you don't answer your phone?
Caller, you on the line, 317.
What's up, Keno? This is Daddy-O. How y'all doing,
Daddy-O,
man?
What's going on?
What's up, Daddy-O? How's it shaking?
Well, you know, everything's with the rent, brother. That's the thing. It's the rent time.
Play.
I got a question to ask. You know, all of y'all are stand-up comedians. So, and you mentioned Kevin Hart, and I think that was, as far as numbers are concerned, I think what he did the other day was phenomenal. You know, fill up the stadium, 53,000 was the quote that I got. But I would like to ask each and every one of you to comment about, as far as your careers, what motivates you to be a stand-up comedian? And the second question is, at what point would you ever quit or stop doing it? At what point would you be get to where if you were not as successful as you wanted to be, would you quit? Those are the two questions I'd like to ask. You know, and maybe I can get some feedback from all four of you or whoever wants to talk. Because to me, it's important simply because there's so many people out there trying to be comedians, and I don't think they understand the process and what it really takes. So that's
okay.
My question to you, gentlemen.
Okay, that's good questions. We're going to answer them. I'm going to put you back on hold, but we're going to answer those questions. So the first question that Daddy-O asked is, what keeps you motivated to be a comedian? Since Hank is the feature today, go ahead and answer that. What keeps you motivated?
You develop a love for it that has nothing to do with money. You know what I mean? Like, there's a exchange of energy that's constant. So once you first initiate that first, like, kill set that you ever had, if anybody remember it, and you usually don't remember it, me at my caliber, I don't remember it. I have a But what I'm saying is that first exchange of energy, like, because I used to do it for the churches. I used to do it for everybody. I just wanted to do comedy so bad. And when I started getting money, that's when it changed my thought process of it. That's when it got like, oh, why didn't I get this? Why didn't I get that? But when I was just doing it and people were like, you're funny. Oh, I had a good time. Because I always ask after my shows, did you have a good time? I know what my money's going to be like.
Right.
But I want to ask them, did you have a good time? I know they ain't going to be like, no, you suck. But you know they're generally going to tell you something to that effect. And that's what keeps you in it. If you're doing it for money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Because it takes forever to get to the money.
And he was saying, he asked another question about when do you know to get out? Right. A lot of people don't know when to get out, but there's so many different beasts to this comedy. Like, now you have internet sensations that catapult them to the money.
Yeah.
So they don't even have to do this middle work that each one of us have done. They don't have to hit these stages for no money, these open mics, these little $200, $230 rooms. They don't have to do that. They don't have to get in no car and drive 4 hours to get $250. You know what I mean? They didn't have any experience that because they got likes and hits on their Instagram. You got 20,000 likes. The college is booking you for $4,500, but you only have 5 minutes of material. You know what I mean? They got that catapult for that to happen. So all I'm doing, and I say cats now, is like, don't make the stand-up so much of what your business is. Learn the business of making your exposure and your content bigger. Because when you get signed by an agency, they can't do nothing for you. There's tons of dudes that's doing stand-up, but how many dudes are going to write and produce something? How many dudes got a radio show? How many dudes can... And it comes down to money. Because when you start saying, oh, dude, you got to put up $1,000. We're going to shoot this DVD and we're going to do this and that. Everybody's like, what? I got to put in money? That's where you separate the dudes who really want it. Because you got to put something into this. You got to sacrifice something. Yeah. You just can't say, oh, I'm going to kill these stages. I'm going to keep doing these stages. You have to start investing product. Because what happens is when the agencies see you, because they don't want you unless you're worth something.
Right, right, right.
You ain't getting signed to Gersh, ATA, all these big comedy agencies and all that stuff unless you're worth a dollar amount in a ticket. Unless they can sell you as a ticket. Or unless they can get you people to tune in to see you. A lot of dudes don't capitalize on that. So if the first thing you should do, if you're just doing stand-up for a year and you're not seeing your growth, and you'll see growth. You'll see the growth.
Yeah, true.
If you're not seeing your growth or you're not seeing your company change and the types of comedians you're around, like if you're in the same group of dudes and you never, ever work with another group, you know what I mean, or
somebody on the next level.
Yeah. On the next level, then you're not growing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're still doing Sealy's Chicken Shack and you've been doing it for 2 or 3 years, because I was in the Punchline. Punchline's a major club. And the only thing that was keeping me, holding me in there was they was consistently working with a major headliner that does TV movies every night. It right. wasn't about the money. It's about the consistency of who you're working with. So if you're going to decide and keep going, a lot of dudes are just, quit. Like if you got out, get back in, get out, get back in. I had a baby, get back in, lost my job, get back in. You're losing it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's comedians that I started with, like Mia, Drew, all of them, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was when it was Twisted Taco and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I remember Twisted Taco.
I had a baby. Yeah. I got married.
Yeah.
They was like, oh, you out, Hank. Hank gonna lost
tap his, out.
You yeah. know what I mean? But my consistency to stay relevant was working for other stuff. But you have to spread it out. Don't think that getting on the stage and rocking a mic is all you're going to have to do. You're going to have to start writing. You're going to have to shoot stuff. You're going to have to put a crazy YouTube channel. You got to entertain people. People are not – there's tons of comedians, tons of stand-up.
Right, right.
I forgot. I talked so much, I forgot the last question.
Yeah. No, I mean, you pretty much answered. You said, when do you need to quit? I mean, and personally for me, like you said, that first laugh and when you figure out you could be funny and you actually start getting money for it, it's like I've taken time off and like, you know what, I'm just not feeling no more. But something inside me be like, man, I can't lay here
right.
no longer. I got to go hit an open mic or at least just be around the comedy somewhere.
Right.
And quitting at this point is not an option. I've invested too much. I've
right.
planted that seed. Shit, I got this radio show. I do shows from time to time, not
right.
as much as I would like to, but I planted that seed. I mean, like you said, comedy's a beast. It can go in any direction. So
right.
as long as I participate in as many projects, don't turn down nothing. Just
right.
look at everything as an opportunity. I mean,
it's so much different work. People don't realize. Like
yeah.
me doing a barbershop and the Bravo stuff, I was looking at all these intricate people that had something to do with writing, script writing. You know, there were so many comedians in the movie. Then it was like, well, all these dudes is working. But
yeah.
then everybody was in a different genre of comedy. We had Lamorne from New Girl. You had Dion Coates on Blackish. Cedric Entertainer. You had all these. Ice Cube is not a comedian.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
So if you look at all that different level, Jamil. Me and Jamil was on this. So me and Jamil looking at each other like, yo, this is dope. Like, you don't necessarily have to be the dude that's always on the stage. So say your show pops, Kino Trices, million followers, all that. First thing they say is, hey, do you do stand-up?
Yep, sure do.
Go get that stand-up money.
Yeah, sure do.
You just like Sullivan & Sons was a vehicle for the actual show. There were a bunch of comedians. The show came on. Steve Byrne, Roy Woods Jr., all them, they were hitting comedy clubs. That sold the sitcom. That gave you another 2 or 3 years to rock on TV. That gave you syndication. Just the fact that Billy Gardell is a comedian. Like you put
yeah.
these dudes on channels. Just like this, that's why they bring about Gerard Carmichael show with Lil Rel and all of them. That brings relevancy to the actual show. So you can go see a dude do stand-up and you're watching his show on TV, then you're more apt to watch the TV show.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So Steve, what is it for you? What motivates you to keep doing comedy?
Well, I think one thing, man, is that I kind of want to prove something to not just myself, but just to everybody. I don't know, I feel like there's a chip on my shoulder. Like, I mean, you know, everybody got the 9 to 5.
You gotta do something.
I gotta do something with my life, man. It's 9 to 5 and we're cutting it. I'm getting paid pretty well, I'm not gonna lie to you, but is it fulfilling what I feel like I'm meant to be, meant to do? I don't think so. And also, why,
You know, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I think about quitting just about once a month. I'm not gonna lie.
Once a month?
Yeah. Once a month, I think about quitting. I'm not even gonna lie to you, but I feel like being a comedian is now my identity.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if
it
I quit, people, I think a lot of people would be like, why?
Right.
Why, like, you actually have something. Why are you going to throw this all away? So that's another reason why I got to keep going.
And yeah. I can't quit calling you Asian Steve. I don't care. You will always be.
You know what? I saw somebody put Asian Steve on, and then he said Steve knows. And I was like, you know what? We know he's Asian. Okay? Let's go with Steve. But it changes for people just like that.
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that, I don't know how long ago you were doing this. You weren't even doing a radio show.
No.
And then it just changed, like, yo, Keno Trice got a radio show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I was feeling some kind of way because I wasn't on it yet. I was,
there you go.
That's the buzz.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people see them advertisement. Even after I'm doing it, people going to see it. Be like, yo, I want to get on that show.
Yeah.
So you never know where that stuff grows to. Mm-hmm.
I will say, like, when I first got started with the radio show and I started going, the numbers was looking great. I exceeded my expectations on the number of listeners. I'm not going to say it on air, but
yeah,
the number of listeners. And then I went through a low. Like, we changed from Friday to Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and the numbers significantly dropped. But kept at it. The numbers are starting to pick back up again.
Right.
And so hopefully, you never know. Like I said, I want to be the Breakfast Club of the South, or I want to make sure all my people, all of us,
yeah,
we use this as a vehicle.
I believe in this. Like, there's a why not. The jobs never change. Like, this dude, Jamil, could say this. Go ahead, man. I'm going to add to whatever you say. Because Jamil is so talented, dude. So go ahead, man.
I'm going to tell you, my inspiration is the fact that I don't want to work for – I don't want to keep enriching somebody else, especially the same people that have been oppressing my
Amen.
People.
Amen.
you know, I have conversations with people all the time, and I'm not a consumer type person. Like, I'm at the point now, I can walk around raggedy and not really care.
Yep.
I got a raggedy car. I mean, I don't shop as much as I used to because my whole mindset is I got to get out of this race. I got to get out of this bucket.
Right.
I need to own something, because when I leave this earth, if I happen to have kids, I need to be able to leave them a vehicle to go further than not just where I was reluctant to go, but anybody that's in my family that, you know, when I was coming up.
Right.
And if I don't have kids and my brother got kids, so I can be like, hey, nephew,
here.
Niece, here you go. And now you run.
That's what it comes down to.
That's my inspiration, on top of the fact that, like Steve said, that's my identity now. I've been around the country. I've met, like, A-list comedians, like, actually talked to them, got some of them numbers. They know me when they see me. I feel like I tell Daddy-O this all the time. I don't want to be a regular person.
Right.
Regular people get shitted on
by
the non-regular elite people all the time, and the regular people accept that. They think that's part of life. I don't want that. If that's going to be part of my life, I would rather die trying not for that to be a part of my life.
Right.
So that's one of the things that inspires me and keeps me going even through the hell, because – just like Steve say, I used to think about quitting a lot, because trying to get out of the race and do something that's not normal, that's taxing on your emotions, on your mental state.
Right.
It's extremely taxing to see people telling you can't do it, and then you get to a certain level where you know you can, but then the same people that you are doing this job, and you're over exceeding your job on the stage, and they still look at you like, nah, I'm not gonna book you no more, or they turn their shoulder and be like, I'm not gonna respond to your email. That's like, rejection is a mug, man.
But that's part of it. You know what I mean?
That's part of it.
But my mother's been telling me no. You know what I mean? We have family members that give you the rejection. That's more hurtful than this kind. Like, my mom and dad give me some real advice. You know what I mean? They've always been like, I'm working in the medical field. I make good money. Don't leave your job. Don't leave your job. I had to send my BET check to my mother.
Just to show her.
Just to show her, like, yo, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Then she came down for my birthday comedy show. Monique was in the audience. Rodney Perry, all these dudes are on my birthday show at the Punchline.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's really like this. I said, it's really like this.
Yep.
Like, I just, you know what I mean? It's like, you keep doing this. Like, Jamil, his vision of video and editing and all this stuff he does. Dude, you guys inspire me. Like, if I see you guys hustling, that makes me, I want to hustle harder.
Same.
It doesn't deter me. Like, when you said something about leaving it for your son, the reason why I decided to do and push as hard as I have in the last 4 months is because I was walking down the street, and I probably told y'all the story, coming from a comedy spot downtown, the Punchline had closed, and I had to figure out whether I was going to go back to my daytime job at the same capacity. And then if I did, I was supposed to go to L.A. and showcase. But then I was like, well, I got a call from Barbershop 3. Yeah, you got to commit to the movie. All right, if I commit, that's 3 months of work I got to commit to. My job ain't having it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I had to go and tell them what I was going to do. They were already acting funny when I took a couple of days off here and there. So when I was walking back to the car, and, you know, all of us look at our phones. We ain't really looking down at our feet. And I live by that philosophy that Damon Dash talks about. You do this for your last name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you do this to hand on. My son is Denson III. I got my father's name. So I want to hand on something that's unconditional for him to do what he wants to do, not to have to do this job. So when I'm walking down the street, I see my last name in full letters in the concrete, D-E-N-S-O-N. Now, I'm going to post it on my Instagram and Facebook so people can see the video, but it impacted me so hard that I can't go back to my job. When I go to job and I work a couple of days, I consider my job the hustle. Yeah. It's the hustle. I go get that coin to do my job, which is this. So I have to explain to my son, like, and my daughter, I'm like, you can do what you want to do. Like, it is a paradigm shift that happens in your head where anything y'all say to me in an idea, I'm going to try to help you or call somebody or be a resource so you can get to where you need to get to. If you didn't tell me, yo, I need to talk to somebody, you know somebody in that, I'm going to actually get on my computer and look or call somebody, because it has to be something that you want to do. I don't want to die tomorrow, God forbid, and I never tried.
Right.
Yep.
You know
trying,
what I mean?
Not trying is the biggest failure. You know, like all of my friends around me, I got friends that have this procrastinative type mentality, which I understand where it comes from. I used to have it. But I'm always trying to push them. Even though, you know, I got people that'll be like, yeah, I want to do that. And I know they'll drop the ball, but I'm always like, hey, I'll bug the hell out of you. Let's do this.
Right.
Let's do that. Because somebody has to push it forward. And somebody has to have that vision in order to push it forward.
Right.
You know what's the worst part? But you were talking about your mom and dad. I get in a sense not believing in you. Same thing happened with my cousin, my brother. Like, my cousin told me that they didn't believe in my comedy. In my mind, I'm like, you don't understand. I'm doing this for you guys.
Right. Right. They don't get it.
You don't believe. This is all this hustle is for you.
Yeah.
All y'all.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't get it. My brother is my older brother. He's the one who got me into comedy.
Yeah.
The Def Jam dudes were always late. And he was like, yo, you funny as these dudes. Get up. Dude's about 10, 15 minutes. And I rocked for a couple of shows. It was like Freddie Ricks, Mike Epps, all them dudes coming from New York. And yesterday, it was a little test. He always gives me a pep talk. I call to get pep talks.
Yeah.
And he called. I was like, yo, I don't know. I'm torn. I want to come home for the class reunion. And I want to come home for, the Basketball Hall of Fame weekend. My boy Travis Best has a party, all this stuff.
Travis Best.
Yeah. He was a beast. So I played high school ball with him. So I want to go home and catch up with everybody. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I get a call from the lady from Bravo, from the Mother Funder show, hey, I want you to do comedy at my birthday party. And that's on the 12th. Okay, cool. Well, I'm not going to be in town. Well, okay. Then I sit down. Rodney Perry gives me a call. I sit down with David Arnold that writes for everything. He's doing a show with Kim Whitley.
Right.
Kim Whitley will be here. They'll be here at Uptown. Now, what's crazy is Caroline Ray has been connecting me with Kim Whitley over text for the last 3 years.
Right.
To get in touch with her, to help write, to be on her show, just to meet her.
Right.
So I told my brother all this. He was like, home's going to be here. But what your drive is and what you're doing, he said, you're there. He said, don't drop these opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Go. He said, you can come home. Everybody going to come home. It's the same hate. The same people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right there. Yep.
He said, so don't come home. So, and I say all this to anybody. You know what I mean? People listen. Your dreams are blueprints. When you go to sleep and you daydream about driving that car, or even if it's sleeping with that woman, that is a blueprint.
Because you can get that.
You know what I mean? It is a blueprint, and it's just like, if you can't, like, that's why I'm doing the Hank Denson Experience. I want to bring a part of everybody's life, and not so much intricate, but just the fact to show people you can do what you want to do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
That's what my show is about. You can do what you, if you want to get up and go eat pancakes with one of the top comedians in the country, go get pancakes with the top comedian in the country.
Just don't get arrested trying to.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So
Kevin, can I have some pancakes with you?
Who is this? Get him out of here.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Let me say something first.
I don't like pancakes. Pancakes.
By the way, I don't.
Well, we're gonna take a small break. If you want to call in and talk to us live, the number is 607-203-5368. Make sure you press 1, and you're listening to the Keno Trice Show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah. Kev Love. Brown Sugar. About to set it light. Yeah, y'all. Just my mic so I can touch it up right quick. Show them how Brooklyn do, you know what I mean? Listen, yo. Let's start it up. Let's get it flowing. Let's make a move. Let's get it going. I know it's feeling like everything you want, don't it? And you've been waiting your whole life for one moment. Well, baby, here it is. You better step to it. I know you're ready, right? Then, baby, let's do it. Move your neck to it. Put your arms and legs next to it. Then put whatever else is left to it. See, you're all in. Now you're about to rock 'em. Got your focus, man. Now they got a problem. Who you talking to? Son right there. The man in the mirror. I see him quite clear. Do your thing. Yes, work it out, dog. Open up their minds. Be about yours. Silence everyone who ever tried to doubt yours. Get your mind right. Keep your sound raw. Heavy bass, man. Make it bounce more. Make them feel it from the ceiling to the ground floor. How it sound, y'all. I know it's crazy, right? I know it's crazy tight. Don't ever take me light. It's Cav Love, y'all. And that's what's up, y'all. I beat game. I know exactly what you want, y'all. I make it jump, y'all. So put them up, y'all. Brown Sugar Brooklyn. It's about to jump off.
You got to live it to me. You need to give it to me. You better give it to me. Give it to me. Brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Got the world sweating like fiends without cook up.
You know
come
you
on.
Really wanna give it to me.
You better give it to me. You got to
give it to me. Give it
brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. A steady rocking like this.
It's like
it. 1, 2, 3 into the fold. That brother Cavi Cav is here, so let him know. This for my hustlers, this for my scramblers,
scramblers.
This for my sexy mommies,
sexy mommies.
For everybody. Bang it at any party, and watch them rock to it, bounce and pop to it, this here's hot music, Duke, I'm not losing, you need to stop fooling, I know the game very well, boy, I'm not stupid, sharp and smart moving, applying a heart to it, team here to get the ghetto blocks moving, and after rocking them, the fortune back jaws moving, keep it cracking, cause I love the way that y'all do it,
you got to give it to me,
you need to give it to me,
you better give it to me, give it to me,
brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Observe the way how we make it sound. Put up like you got the
hit it to me.
You need the
hit it to me.
You got the
hit it to me.
It's brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. Steady rocking like this.
Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby.
One. What
Shout out to Marvin Hunter. He's the onlyest one.
Marvin Hunter is hilarious, dude.
Marvin's my dude. If anybody hasn't seen Marvin Hunter, he tours with Ricky Smiley. He is hilarious. Mm-hmm. There's nobody like him. Nobody. I enjoy watching that dude every time he gets on stage.
He's the onlyest one.
He's the onlyest one. That's what it is. So we're back, man. We're back. We're having a good time in the studio. We're about to wrap the show up, so... We just want to bring up some of Hank's accomplishments. So tell them what you got going on, Hank, before we get out of here.
Well, look for me February 2016, Barbershop 3 will be out. I'm on Bravo, Mother Funders reality TV show. Comes on Sundays. We just finaled 2 weeks ago. Let me see what else. I have the Joke Dealers, which is a sketch comedy troupe. We don't do like improv. We just doing sketches. You'll see us on YouTube and Instagram. Then I have the Hank Denson Experience TV show coming out in November, Life in HD. You can hit me on Instagram, all that. I got so much stuff going on. Look for a clothing line coming out called Give Humanity Give. It's a give back nonprofit organization where we send money to Haiti and overseas medical supplies. And we are starting to do some peer education stuff here in Georgia to help the teenagers kind of push forward to go after what they want to do in life. And my daughter has a nonprofit organization we call Urban Boot. It's boot is soccer for overseas. Urban is because there's not too many Afro-American girls in soccer. Oh. My daughter just signed a full boat scholarship to Jacksonville State.
Yeah.
For soccer.
Yeah.
Excited, happy for a lover. So I'm establishing a voice to give back. I told her you can't get to where you need to give if you don't reach back. So if you have soccer cleats or any other stuff, reach me at Hank Denson at gmail.com.
Yeah, Hank Denson also got his own sunglass line coming out. Own tequila.
Yo, dude, there's more. Bruh. Yo, the thing is, there is more. But I'm just letting it rock right there.
You got the Snuggie, we call it a hanky.
Yo, in fact, I have a scarf and a handkerchief line called Big Hank Hankies. And you'll be seeing those. They'll be coming out in the winter. I actually been doing my test samples for it. So, there is nothing I'm not touching.
And he got a show coming out in the fall called The Hank Tank. If you have an idea,
hey, that is a green. We're going to go on that one. We're going to green light that one. That's a good one that you sit down and talk to my people. But, yo, Hank Denson Comedy, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. You can follow me.
We enjoy having Hank on the Keno Tri Show. One of the things we try to do, we try to have topics around here, but Hank got so much going on. Why would we need a topic?
We went family. Like,
yeah, we went family.
Keno, we go back. I knew Jameel when he was Jameet.
What? Let me tell you something.
What was that?
Jameel.
Hold on.
Jameet, yeah.
Now, we ain't in the show yet. Hold on.
He's Jameet Moore. Do you hear Mud say when he came on? What up, Jameet? Yeah.
J-M-E-A-T.
Yeah, he was Jameet. Now he's more of a Jameel.
Yeah. Other people couldn't say it right.
Oh, okay.
But so I'm in the barbershop. Was
I owe you.
Where the dude, whoever, I forget the dude that used to cut my hair, but he's to my hairline.
Yo,
I used to walk out there bleeding.
He used to walk out there. Jameel used to be scabbed up.
Was he part Indian?
It was another light skinned dude.
He tried to scalp him.
Man, the dude would shave my facial hair with a dry straight blade. And
yeah.
I was like, are you sure you want to do this?
No, I got this.
I was like, but it hurts. And when I first moved here, that's when haircuts was $20. I was like,
I see Jameel.
You paid $20 for an injury.
Jameel would come in with Mercurial Chrome.
And the only reason why I went there, because when I first moved here, I didn't have a car. So my homeboy that I was living with, I would ride with him to get a haircut. Because Joe was cutting his hair and lacing him.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so I'm in there, and they knew I was a comedian. And so I think Joe would do it. He's like, yo, that's a comedian too.
Yeah, I was so hosted. He had a show.
Yeah, so I saw Hank. He was in the Scrubs. I was like, man, this dude ain't no comedian. He's in Scrubs. But we talked, and I was like, okay. Hank was like, yeah, man, I'm going to take you out with me, man. We're going to hit the scene. We're going to hit the road. I mean, he said we're going to hit the rooms in Atlanta. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Everything.
Gave my phone number, right?
3 years later.
6 months later. I get a call. Hey, this is Jameel. I was like, yeah, what's up? Who's this? Hey, man, it's Big Hank, man. They
got Twisted Taco tonight. You want to go? I'm going to come through and get you.
See? But I don't. I reach back.
At least he calls back. There's a lot of comedians that
I will,
never, ever call back.
I will
and
call
they
you back.
They don't know you like you never met. When you
I will reach
again.
Out,
no.
dude. Because, you know, I have to. You know what I mean? Because we're coworkers, man. So you don't know what's going to happen. So, like, if I got it, come, yo, come through.
And then Hank would Hank was like a stepdaddy. He would pop in your life when you don't see him no more.
Right. Where your real daddy at? He ain't come around.
Mm-hmm. It's called that refocus. Everybody has that refocus where you just got to stay in your lane for a minute. You can't do no distractions.
I miss them days when I first moved to Atlanta. It was fun. It was dope meeting that.
Yeah, we used to ride. I had a car just like Jamil. And he, first time
no,
we
no,
went out
no,
of town.
None of us had a Taurus yet?
Yeah. This dude got right in the car and farted in the cloth interior.
Let him have it.
And I wasn't really mad, though, because I was like, yeah, this is my dude. Because most dudes would be like, man, I ain't going to fart in this dude's car. This dude was like, I just farted.
And told you about it like a three-year-old.
I was like, well, this is my wife's car. So,
And, yo, I didn't meet his wife until, like, 7 years after
and she's
that.
She's still listening. She got an ass whooping waiting on you. She got one waiting. Well, cool, man. We're about to wrap it up. We're here every Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Next week, I got Ernest the Cat Miller, former WWE wrestler, karate expert, movie star. He's tight with Michael Jai White. You'll see him in a lot of Michael Jai White movies. If y'all seen the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, at the end, Ayatollah, who Mickey Rourke fights, that is Ernest the Cat Miller.
Oh,
so I'll have him here next week.
Nice, dude.
We're going to do it big. So until next time, man, everybody have a great week. And we hope to see you back soon. You listen to the Keno Trice Show. Peace.
Peace.
Huh? I need to go ahead and just go ahead and do that. A good host. For what show?
No, for the wrestling.
Oh. He does? Well, see, Ernest is—he's weird. He's weird about people. Because he's been on the stage where, you know, wrestling was huge in the 90s, and he came through in that, so he's kind of weird about people. So.
WWE?
Yeah, WWE.
He's like,
he's real funny. He'd be cool.
Hey, brother, you know who's coming to the show?
He's real funny. I do. He's cool as fuck. He's wild, too. He can play any goddamn thing. I got to get him. Actually, my wife is real tight with Anderson, and so he done told me he's gonna bring my kid out for the show. I'm like, yeah, I did. That's what he keeps saying. He's like, I'm gonna bring you with me. Him motherfucker might show up with Michael Jai. Yeah.
Michael Jai wants to
place you've been. Somebody call my mama. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You've been on the big stage. So. I was trying to find a video with him and James Brown. Yeah. He probably said, they might have taken James Brown down and asked to do it. Yeah. Shit, what the hell are you doing? Oh, shit, did I end the show with me? End it.